At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey guys, so welcome to day 8 of my vegan streak. Just few days more to go and I can go back to my eating meat. Though I definitely feel I'm going to eat less meat than normal. I mean, I think it's good to balance things out, but I am going to go back to keto at some point in April. And then again, when I get out of keto, I will do the vegan thing because I feel that balances things out well for me personally. And right now I'm in my kitchen cooking some chana bhatura. Whoa, yeah. So I'm not going to show you how to make this because I already have showed you how to make it on Headbangers Kitchen. So if you would just explore the channel, you will find a bacon chole bhature, which you can make without the bacon or with the bacon, depending on whether you eat bacon or not. Or you can go to the Gojira episode where I interviewed Jodu Plantier. And I fed him chole bhature because I thought he was vegetarian. And that's without bacon, so you might enjoy that. And I'm going to have an orange now. I love oranges. These are my favorite fruits. And I've missed having this being on keto. So I'm going to go and enjoy this now. Probably not the best thing for my throat, but I'm going to drink lots of hot water and stuff. And hopefully I should be perfect for tomorrow's rehearsal. So I'm going to go now before my onions burn and I'll see you later. Oh man, look at that chana. Doesn't it look amazing? That's going to be my lunch. And if you want to know how to make this chana, just click on the chana itself. I've annotated it and it will go to the episode where I make the chana. So yeah, I'm going to be making the bhatura soon and eating this, and I'll get back to you guys soon. Oh man, look at that bhatura. Oh my god, how insane is this? Whoops. Well, that looks really good. I am particularly happy with that and I'm going to go enjoy this now. Anyway, so that is the chana. I'm actually not going to talk to you while I'm eating this because I do not want to do anything else but savor the moment I eat this. And I'll get back to you after I eat it. Okay, so I thought I would eat my lunch in peace and not disturb myself. But oh my god, look at this. Lovely, soft, bready. Look at it. Oh my god. And just like to dip the chana. I'm going to dip the chana in that. Look at that. This is vegan heaven. You know, I may not like a lot of things about India. I may hate politics. I may hate religion. I may not even like most of the Indian food, to be really honest, because it's too spicy. But this chana and bhatura, this chole bhature, this dish is a wonderful creation. It is incredible. And later. Hey guys, so it's almost dinner time and this evening I did not snack at all. I just had a cup of black coffee and I had some carrots and cucumbers. And my mother suggested I order Chinese because, you know, that'll last me for 2 meals. So I went ahead and ordered some Chinese. So I ordered some vegetable lung phung soup and some mushroom and vegetable pot rice. And while I wait for my order to be delivered, I thought I'll answer some of your questions. So let's do that now. Okay, so Nikita Snow asked me, why did you change from keto directly to vegan? Okay, so the thing is, on the keto diet, I ate quite a bit of meat, and that is something that I kind of felt I wanted to balance out, because I know it's more than I normally ate. I obviously tried to eat a lot of salads, I ate a lot of dairy, a lot of veggies, but I did eat a fair amount of meat, more than what I would normally do. And I thought, you know what, the great way to balance that out is by being vegan for a couple of weeks. And my girlfriend was out of town and it just seemed like a great time to, be vegan. So that's why I'm doing this 2 weeks thing. And I'm going to have 1 week of semi-normal food after this vegan week gets over. And then I'm back to keto for another couple of months till I reach my goal weight, and I do plan to go vegan again to balance out the second round of keto. So, you know, I'll keep you guys updated on what's happening in my life, of course. Alright, the second question is from Sarah. S-E-O-R-E-H, however you pronounce that. So, do you have more cravings on vegan or keto? So with keto, the main problem for me was the evening snacking. Because a lot of food that is in my house is not really keto friendly. And most of the keto food is not something that is very snacky, except for probably like peanuts or walnuts. But it's not something I snack on normally. So for me, I was like constantly struggling with the snacking part. But then I started getting used to eating eggs as a snack. Or, you know, maybe some ham with lettuce and cheese just wrapped up together. So I sort of started managing that. With vegan, it's only been a full week. And while, of course, the chicken is in front of me, I'm like, I wish I could taste that. I don't genuinely miss it. Like, yeah, okay. I mean, I get a little bit of a craving every now and then. Like, my mother got some mutton kebabs today. And I was like, I wish I could eat that. But my stomach is not really going like, okay, I need that right now. So I'm okay. It's just the mental, it's the mind thing, you know. And that's something I want to say. All said and done, like, there are many reasons you can choose to not be vegan. But things like nutrition, not enough things to eat, etc., etc., is all a bullshit excuse to not do it. Like, just say, I don't give a shit about being vegan. I want to eat meat. It is a choice I make, and that's why I'm doing it. But all those other excuses are exactly that, excuses. So anyway, moving on. The final question is from Achintya Prem. He says, 69 is nice. I'm assuming he means my weight. Won't the age height thing depend on your weight? I don't understand what that means. Will this dietary plan affect your future life and all, like when you grow older? Well, I think anything you do in life is going to affect when you grow older. But you could be vegan, eat clean, you could not smoke, drink and get hit by a bus tomorrow. You don't know. You could be prone to illness and have the perfect diet and still die early. You could be completely like eating bacon 24/7, smoking, drinking and live till you're 90. So you can't really say, but you got to just find the balance in your life. What makes you feel good? Like, are you genuinely feeling good when you eat the food you eat? And if you are, then okay, go for it, man. And I think being aware is important. Being aware of where your food comes from, how it is made, the source of your food, all that stuff you got to keep in mind and then make your life decisions. So anyway, thank you all for your questions. Of course, if you have any more questions, just feel free to leave me a comment anytime and I'll answer them for you. Anyway, I'm going to go and wait for my dinner to arrive. Till then, cheers. There is my vegetarian lung fung soup. And that is the pot rice, mushroom pot rice. Looks quite good actually. I look forward to enjoying this. Alright, see you guys. Hey guys, I'm eating the soup and I had to show you because it is delicious. I don't know what they do. Indian, Chinese, you are a revolution. So I'm going to eat my veg lung fung soup. It's really, I'm not missing the chicken in this at least. And I'll eat the pot rice later and see. It's time to taste the mushroom pot rice. It looks pretty epic though. Looks quite good. Let's see how it tastes. Oh! Manual focus. Okay, let's taste this. It's not bad. It's no fried rice, but it's not bad at all. It's quite tasty. Probably be better if I had ordered a gravy with it, maybe. Or maybe if I put some sauce on this. Maybe some hot sauce. Anyway, it's not bad at all. I can't complain. And I'll see you all. I'll actually see you all tomorrow. I'm going to just call it a night today. And yep, see you soon.